When I was younger, we moved around a lot. And when I went off to college, I really wanted a place that I could dig my, just grow my roots and be part of the community. So as I finish college and start looking for jobs, I'm looking at posts, and I see one for an environmental geologist in Tacoma. And I go, yes, this is totally the job I want. But it's in Tacoma. Now, I'm not from Washington, so I had never been to Tacoma. But I had heard so much about it. And everything I had heard was not good. But I went for it. Convinced my husband, we moved down, took the job, eventually bought a house in the central neighborhood, and a couple of dinks, I had a lot of time on my hands, and so I joined the Central Neighborhood Council. Learned all about what the city does and how the neighborhood councils work with the city and the cities work with the neighborhood councils, and before you knew it, I was chair. And I'm sitting in the community council meeting, and the community councils were all the people, representatives from the neighborhood councils come and hear about the big things going on in the city. And the city comes in with their solution to our billboard problem. And I go, I didn't know we had a billboard problem. But let's hear the solution. So they have their big map, and the map has a bunch of dots on where the billboards are, and it has all the dots where the billboards are going to come down, and it has all the dots on where we're going to get digital billboards. That's a lot of billboards coming down. We do have a billboard problem. This is going to be great. Way to go, city. You totally negotiated out all these billboards. And then they talk more about what a digital billboard is. And I learn that they're 672 square feet, which is about the size of the downstairs of my house. They are up on a stick like a normal billboard. They're static images that emit light out. And then they change every 8 seconds. And I go, that's a really big TV. And then I look at the map and think and look at where the billboard, digital billboards are proposed. And they're along 6th Avenue and Union. I'm looking in the central neighborhood because that's what I care about right now. And I go, everywhere I go to my house, I would see one of these. And if I was sitting at a stoplight, I'd see it change about 3 or 4 times. This is not a good plan. I hate this plan. So I do, being the good neighborhood council member I am, I take my notes on where the billboards are going to go, and I go back to my neighborhood council, and I go, so I have 2 things to tell you. One, I'm pregnant. I might have to take a couple months off in a little bit. And 2, the city wants to put in digital billboards, and I don't think we should go along with it. And they agree, and a bunch of citizens join. We form an action coalition, and we are like, gung-ho, fight the city. City's stupid. Billboards suck. Before we go any further, though, we have to figure out, so really, what is the billboard problem? Like, why do we have a solution? And we find out that we have 250 billboards in Tacoma, or over 250. 1997. The city council said, we're done with these billboards. And they passed an ordinance that said, in 10 years, billboard companies, you have to take down all your non-conforming billboards. So like sensitive uses, so ones that are overhanging buildings and right next to residences and whatnot. And between 1997 and 2007, a company called Clear Channel, a multi-billion dollar company, acquires the majority of our billboards, knowing exactly what they're getting into. And in 2007, if everyone remembers, Constitution Matters comes up on all of our billboards, and they sue the city for infringement of property rights and free speech rights. And they go behind closed quarters, and they negotiate out this settlement agreement, which was, we exchange, I don't remember what it is now, 10 static billboards for 1 digital billboard, which is a pretty good exchange ratio. But for Clear Channel, they're like, we just flip a switch and we get a new advertisement. And so our first goal was is the settlement agreement set in stone? Is the city coming to us just as a courtesy to say, this is our plan, deal with it? Or are they coming to us as actually asking us, do you agree with this settlement agreement? And in time, it was found out that the settlement agreement wasn't set in stone, that it was not signed by anyone, so we could fight it. So the city council finally gets on board that the public's not too on board with this digital billboard thing, and they pass a moratorium on digital billboards until we get this figured out. And we're sitting in the city council chambers. If anyone's been in the council chambers, they have little foldy chairs, and everyone sits together really close. And up, public hearing for the moratorium, and up walks the president of Clear Channel. She walks up tall, blonde, really professional, and goes, "Clear Channel is very disappointed in you. We have been working in good faith, and this moratorium goes exactly against the settlement agreement. We're going to sue you." And I'm sitting in my little folding chair going, "What the hell did I get myself into? I'm about to have a kid. I'm about, like, you know, 6 months pregnant now. My belly is about here. My husband's about to quit his job because he's going to stay home with the kid. We're in the middle of a house remodel. There's a huge hole in our laundry room. And this lady company is threatening to sue the city. Is she going to sue me? Is she going to sue all this whole action group? What the hell did I get the city into? We're in the middle of this budget crisis. They're laying people off left and right. And now this multi-billion dollar company is threatening to sue them. We don't have the money to fight them." And then I thought about it, and I thought about walking away, like, I decided, you know what? For one, money's money. We get sued, we'll figure it out. If I get sued, I can go bankrupt. I don't have that many assets. The city gets sued, they'll work their way through it. They always do. But if we get those digital billboards up, especially like on 6th Avenue, we're trying to develop it, those properties aren't going to be developed. They're not going to come down for another 30 years. And why is the city, why is Clear Channel here? Why do they care? The president of Clear Channel, why does she care? And it wasn't just city of Tacoma that was fighting it. It was the whole country. It was the whole world. And if we lost this battle that we had already started, that they really started, then they could use Tacoma as a precedent to every other city as another place that had digital billboards. And if we won, then all those other cities could use us as a precedent for a place that fought the digital billboards. And so there was no going back. We went forward. The next couple months was a blur. My belly's getting bigger. I got the waddle now. We're doing research. We did a billboard inventory of who's actually using these billboards, collected 1,400 signatures, had meetings with council members, meetings with the planning commission, awareness events. It was just craziness. And everybody was in that action group was absolutely amazing. And then it was August 9th. 2 days past my due date, I got the serious waddle now. I'm like out to here. And I'm sitting in my little foldy chair again. The planning commission had recommended a code that said no digital billboards. And now it was up to the city council to approve or vote down that code. And we're sitting there. The time comes vote. They do all their commentary. And they vote it. They vote yes. Yes to banning digital billboards. And we were like, yeah! I didn't really do this because I was pregnant. Yeah. And we won. And the reporter comes up to me later and goes, "So, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. Did you really win? You still have all these static billboards." And, you know, I look back at it and I know we really did win. Because I know I can stand at the corner of where one of the billboards was, digital billboards was proposed to my two-year-old, and he's watching the fire truck go by and not the digital billboard changing every 8 seconds. And I know that I live in a city where the people will stand together for something that is better for the community and on a whole of the community. And I know I live in a city where the city council and the city did come to us for input and didn't come to us just for good. And that the city council, which was a unanimous vote for the settlement agreement a year before, voted to ban the billboards a year later. And I know that I know that's a city where I want to be, and I want to stay, and I want to raise my kids. Thank you.